conflict expanding, drone warfare threatens civilians. Good evening. To present the news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The Zambia National Union of Teachers, ZANUT, has called for the use of alternative dispute resolution mechanisms in handling the case involving five teachers from Senanga Day Secondary School who were recently arrested for allegedly assaulting a 15-year-old pupil. The teachers were apprehended by the Zambia police following the alleged incident, which has since sparked debate on how best to address disputes involving educators and learners. Speaking in an interview with R7 News in Lusaka today, Union Secretary General Muvuanjilanji Siwila appealed for the matter to be resolved outside the court, warning that litigation could prolong the process and disrupt learning. Mr. Siwila noted that court proceedings would require the teachers to be away from their duties, thereby affecting pupils. These teachers will be required both in school and in court, and this will negatively impact learners. An alternative dispute resolution approach can provide satisfaction to both the teachers and the pupils, said Mr. Siwila. He also urged the teachers involved not to panic or abandon their duties, but to continue serving learners with professionalism and impartiality. Meanwhile, Mr. Siwila has called on pupils to respect their teachers and avoid abusing legal protections to justify misconduct.
We would also ask pupils to respect the teachers. The teachers are their parents. These pupils, when they have a problem in school, they should equally control their emotions. These pupils do not take the law in their hands to say, because there is no corporal punishment, because the teacher cannot do this and this, the government will do this and this. It will affect their performance in school. As pupils, they should just be loyal. As pupils, they should just appreciate the role the teachers are playing. As pupils, they have other options other than insulting a teacher. If the child is very annoyed, the best is to keep calm.
Chama South Member of Parliament Davidson Mungandu has dismissed claims that Patriotic Front PF members of Parliament seeking adoption on United Party for National Development UPND tickets ahead of the August elections are betraying their party. Mr. Mungandu said the move by some PF MPs, including himself, is driven by a desire to support policies they believe are beneficial to the country. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Mungandu stated that the defected MPs have opted to align themselves with the party whose policies resonate with their vision for national development. There's no PF to talk about. Those who have decided to join the UPND are doing so in the interest of the country, said Mr. Mungandu. He has since encouraged other PF members to consider joining the UPND if they are committed to advancing Zambia's development agenda. Mr. Mungandu further described the current state of the PF as unattractive, adding that it no longer offers a viable political platform. He, however, acknowledged that securing adoption on a UPND ticket does not guarantee re-election, noting that the final decision rests with the electorate.
They left now a vacuum, a power vacuum. The late president started now controlling through Given Luvinda. And knowing Zaire also is very advanced. That's a very advanced man. He knew that this man will not stand. He started also maneuvering to come and take over the party at an appropriate stage. Some of us saw all that. On the other side, a genius started doing the correct things for the nation. So it was at that point that PF was destroyed. Mao Sampa just came in as a product of that destruction. People who have grey matter may assimilate what I'm saying here. But PF being full of cadres, they might take me as a noisemaker, which they've always done.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has dismissed claims that cadreism is worse under the current administration than it was during the Patriotic Front PF regime. UPND Deputy Media Director Sikwindi Situla says the allegations by former Minister of National Guidance and Religious Affairs Godfrida Sumaini are unfounded. Rev Sumaini recently claimed that cadreism has escalated under the UPND government. Speaking in an interview with R7 News in Lusaka, Mr. Situla maintained that the UPND does not tolerate violence or hooliganism, emphasizing that the party is committed to upholding the rule of law. He argued that individuals who served under the previous regime should first account for their own record in governance. Anyone who was part of the previous regime has no moral authority to speak on governance without first rendering an apology, said Mr. Situla. Mr. Situla further stated that the PF administration failed to maintain order and uphold the rule of law, unlike the current government. He has since urged members of the opposition to reflect on their past actions and take responsibility, adding that the UPND remains focused on protecting citizens and promoting lawful conduct.
She's reminiscing, you know, the days when they would beat people into submission, and not that, you know, she's remorseful and therefore calls everybody, you know, into repentance, you know, when it comes to those bad acts that they did. So UPND is not engaged in the kind of hooliganism we are calling, which is called cadrerism. You know, we are not involved, you know, in that kind of beating people into submission and basically the breakdown of the rule of law. We are promoting the rule of law, the respect of the rule of law.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, SCC, has recorded a warn and caution statement from Porokoso Member of Parliament, Brian Mundurime, in connection with an ongoing investigation into the awarding of road construction contracts. Mr. Mundurime, who is also Tonsei Alliance presidential candidate, was earlier summoned today by the Commission for questioning regarding the manner in which contracts were awarded in Northern, Eastern, Western and Central provinces. SCC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisanga, confirmed the development, stating that the contracts awarded between 2014 and 2020 are estimated to be worth over 1.5 billion kwacha. Ms. Chisanga said that the contracts in question were awarded to companies in which Mr. Mundurime has an interest. She, however, noted that the Commission cannot disclose further details at this stage as investigations are still ongoing. In African news, the UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, warned on Thursday that hostilities between the government and the AFC M23 are spreading beyond the traditional epicenter of North and South Kivu into Chopo province far from the front lines. Speaking to the Security Council, Vivian van de Perre, deputy head of MONUSCO, said recent fighting has been marked by the growing use of offensive drones and systematic jamming of GPS signals in urban areas. She cited incidents affecting Bangoka Airport in Kisangani and locations in Goma, raising serious concerns about the risks posed to civilians and civilian infrastructure. Coming up shortly, Palestinian man killed as death toll from West Bank settler violence claims. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Metcrescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. A Palestinian man has been killed and others seriously injured in separate settler attacks in the occupied West Bank. Locals say that in the past day, several new outposts, clusters, settler homes, and authorized by the government have been set up in areas where the Palestinian Authority is meant to have full control. Settler violence has continued to surge in the West Bank since the start of the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran at the end of February. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The Zambia National Union of Teachers, ZANUT, has called for the use of alternative dispute resolution mechanisms in handling the case involving five teachers from Senanga Day Secondary School who were recently arrested for allegedly assaulting a 15-year-old pupil. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has dismissed claims that Kadaism is worse under the current administration than it was during the Patriotic Front, PF, regime. And the UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, warned on Thursday that hostilities between the government and the AFC M23 are spreading beyond the traditional epicenter of North and South Kivu into Chopo province far from the front lines. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.
Limited. Unlimited is Zambia's newest telecommunications service provider. With the fastest data connectivity, the widest fiber optic coverage, and the most stable